The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Good.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful.com, here with a name you know, one of NXT's brightest stars, and she's got an NXT tag team title match at Halloween Havoc Tuesday, USA Network, every Tuesday on the USA Network at 8 p.m. We got Indy Hartwell. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing wonderful. And when I do these interviews, especially with prominent stars such as yourself, I like to solicit reader questions. And the first one came from a Johnny Gargano who asks you how much you like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I absolutely hate the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Me too. I'm
Browns for life.
Oh, I'm a Bengals fan.
It's Ohio, so it's all right.
Yeah. Oh man. Of course he had to chime in. I mean, I definitely didn't tag him and ask him for a question or anything. Definitely didn't do any of that, but I mean,
he's made me a Browns fan. I didn't even watch football before I met Johnny, and now I'm like, I'm buying merchandise from their store. So, yeah. Browns for life.
Fortunately, the Pittsburgh Steelers have a quarterback with all the mobility of a gargoyle this year. So it's fun to dislike the Pittsburgh Steelers, but you've got a lot going on right now. I mean, you've had quite the summer in NXT. And now as we move into fall, not a new act because it's just a new tag team partner. How are things for you professionally? Because this had to be the most insane just few months of your career.
Yeah, I think the whole of 2020 has been pretty insane for me. I went from, you know, only having a few matches on TV last year to, you know, forming The Way. And then Candace and I started off the year with the Dusty Classic and, you know, winning the tag titles, falling in love, getting married on live TV. And now I'm going into a Stairway to Hell ladder match. So it's been a pretty eventful year, I would say.
So the ladder match is like, you're told ladder match, you're doing this on TV live. Have you done a ladder match before?
I've never done a ladder match. The first time I even had a match with weapons was when we had our street fight earlier in the year when Candace and I won the tag title. So I'm very inexperienced with weapons, but thankfully being paired up with Candace for the past year, she's very experienced when it comes to weapons and weapon matches. So hopefully I got some good advice from her.
See, I would have assumed that because you've been in the ring with Shaza McKenzie so much, you just couldn't have helped but to grab a weapon at some point and use it. Like I've just one to assume that.
Yeah. So I've been close to doing that.
I mean, understandable for sure. And you mentioned the wedding. So how did it feel to have to be like the 0.1 percentile of weddings that actually went through as planned in wrestling? Because everybody was expecting the swerve. As it turns out, it was just that it happened and everyone was happy.
Yeah, it's not even just to be in a wedding that, you know, went off without a hitch, but to be in a wrestling wedding, to be in a WWE wedding, which they don't come around too often. And you know, all the WWE weddings that have happened in the past have gone down in history. So to be a part of that, to be like forever etched in history, is a pretty cool feeling. And obviously the fact that it was a successful wedding, which no one expected. It's very, very cool.
The wedding went off as planned, and we got to hear the words from Dexter Lumis. Finally, it built up, and he spoke. Now, it's funny, when I spoke to people in NXT, they said that they were like coming up to you and they were like getting a little like actually emotional over this. And then they're like, wait a second. This is for the show. How did that feel? Cause I mean, these people work with you, but I mean, this is, I'm sure a fun moment for everybody there.
Well, honestly, like leading up to it, it felt really real because, you know, I had to find a wedding dress and stuff. And I was like, damn, I'm not even really getting married, but
yeah.
I'm so stressed. It feels like I am. So yeah, I think just a lot of people really enjoy the storyline and got really into it. So that was really cool to see.
It worked out really well. And so many people, it was so positively received. The NXT crowd really loved it as well. And this is you coming off of The Way, which was, it was so unlike what we had seen in NXT. It was these people who started off as maybe not so likable, and then by the end, you were happy to see them all as a part of this wedding. Do you remember who first told you you're going to be a part of The Way?
I don't really remember. I know back, one of our last shows at Full Sail, we had a battle royal, and I had to save Candace a few times. So I got told then I was going to be put with Candace, but I didn't know really what it was leading to. I didn't know that it was going to be a group. And then we did the bit where I bought them a TV, and yes. I didn't even know that was happening till I was watching the show. So yeah, I didn't really get told. It kind of just came out of nowhere, but I'm so glad that it did. And obviously a lot of people thought that it was kind of a random thrown together group. But as the months went on, I think,
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
People started understanding, and yeah, we just became like your average family on TV.
So as Candace gets pregnant, obviously you're happy for her. You're happy for Johnny. You're thrilled for that. Is there any part of you that's like, what am I going to be doing now? Because you all had formed this amazing team, and obviously there were some wheels in motion for the other creative things, but I mean, people were really taking to you and Candace as a team as well.
Yeah, I wish that Candace and I could have, you know, tagged together for longer. But obviously, Johnny and Candace starting a family is one of the best things that could ever happen because I'm getting a little sibling. I wasn't too worried because of the Index storyline. So, you know, we were all going off to do our own things. Austin getting called up to Raw, Candace getting pregnant. I had the stuff with Dexter, and Johnny's always doing something. So. Yeah. I wasn't too worried, but it was kind of bittersweet to see everyone like kind of split off.
And you mentioned Austin popping up on Raw. You did a couple dark matches for SmackDown in the summer, and that mm-hmm. was ahead of the draft. Like, was there any part of you that was like, am I getting drafted? What's going on? Because we did see some of the people that worked in those dark matches end up getting called up.
I didn't really think I was getting called up because the dark match kind of came out of nowhere. I got told the night before that I had to fly out. And I think it was because someone got injured and I was basically filling in for them. But then one dark match turned into two dark matches, which I felt like was a good sign. And I got really good feedback, had an amazing experience there. I left both of those matches feeling really good. So hopefully when the time comes for me to get called up, I'm well prepared for it.
I'm always fascinated by this, and I ask NXT wrestlers, especially ones that have worked those. Did you get any FaceTime with Vince McMahon? I mean, I know that he's usually very, very busy during those shows.
I did not.
So, I mean, was part of you wondering if you would before then? Because, I mean, he can be an intimidating guy. People who have known him a long time are like, oh, it's second nature. But for those who haven't had that before, it can be intimidating for them.
Yeah, for sure. I was hoping that it would happen, but unfortunately, it wasn't the time for it. So hopefully that'll happen soon.
So this wasn't your first time appearing at like a Raw SmackDown taping. You did Raw last year against Shayna Baszler as well. Please tell me how that came together.
That was a little bit different. It was in a different environment. I got texted by Coach Sarah Amato the day before saying, you're wrestling Shayna tomorrow on Raw. And I was like, oh, okay. So this was when Raw was filming at the Performance Center, empty arena. So no one in the crowd. Great experience. Working with Shayna and working with producers on the main roster. Good learning experience. Obviously, being in that empty arena environment is very different to what we're used to, you know, wrestling. But yeah, it was a cool experience and a good memory.
And I always hate to ask the dream match question because I think it's so generic. But it's what, anytime I say, hey guys, I got questions for Indy Hartwell, like half of them are, who's her dream match? Who does she want to face? All that. Who do you want to face? Who's the one person you look at and you're like, I got to get in the ring with them?
I'm going to have to cheat this answer and say a triple threat match with Sasha and Bayley.
I don't think that's a cheat at all. I think that's completely understandable.
Two for one. So I don't just have to pick one opponent, but I have a ton of dream matches. And obviously that question comes up a lot. So I think sometimes I give different answers, but sure. Today that's my answer.
Because, like, I'm sure a lot of it's like who you happened to see that past week or something, even, and it's like, man, you got to get in the ring with them.
Right.
Going back to the Way segments, like, they had so much great comedy in those. How much input did you all have on those, or how much did you all kind of have to stick to things? They were so well played, and that was a side of you, like, we had seen the comedic side, but we had seen it with this group of people. We hadn't necessarily seen so much of it out of Dexter yet, and it really shined through as well. How much input did you all have on those?
We actually had a lot of input, and I think that is thanks to Johnny, because Johnny is so, you know, well-liked and very, very trusted backstage with all the writers and producers. So I think the first skit that I filmed with The Way was the Christmas special last year, and that was my first time doing a skit with Johnny and Candace. And I was very surprised to see that there was no script. And basically, we just sat down by the Christmas tree and were like, I'll say this, you say this. You know, there was an outline, but there was never a script. So each time we did these skits, they were just so, so fun. And I'm really going to miss doing those skits with The Way. Even with, you know, it gave me the opportunity to show my personality, same with Austin, and then same with Dexter, even though maybe you don't think Dexter has a personality. Those eyes say a lot.
Yes, absolutely. A reminder, guys, you can see Indy in action with Persia against Toxic Attraction and Io Shirai and Zoe Stark, the triple threat Scareway to Hell ladder match on NXT Tuesday at 8 p.m. Indy, thank you so much for taking the time.
Of course.
Till next time, guys. We're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.